Clinical trial results are required by federal law to be posted within 2 years of a trial's conclusion, with data available on a website called clinicaltrials.gov. A recent study looked at how often researchers are complying. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, says that number is just over half.
Among the 7,400, 7,500 trials that did have their results reported, 38% of them were posted only at clinicaltrials.gov. They did not appear in a scholarly publication. And I think what that probably is meaning is that clinicaltrials.gov as a registry function may start to be a place where you can find trials results, even if the findings weren't earth-shattering enough to get into a scholarly publication. I think that's probably where we're headed.
Nelson notes that even so-called negative results are important in informing both the research community and the public about what doesn't work. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.